96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Don't talk about the Obama daughters. On the surface, that appears to be the lesson taught after GOP congressional aide Elizabeth Lawton announced her resignation. Now, last week, Lawton criticized the daughters of the first family and their apparent lack of enthusiasm and decorum during the president's annual turkey pardoning ceremony. She said, among other things, that the 13 and 16-year-olds should have shown, quote, at least respect the part that you play, try showing a little class. And, of course, she went on to say then, again, your mother and father don't respect their positions very much, or the nation for that matter. And maybe one of the most cutting remarks was, dress like you deserve respect, not a spot at the bar. But there may be another lesson here, and the lesson could be about freedom of speech. What is it in this social media climate? Well, my guests tonight are Paris Denard, a Republican strategist for the Bush administration, Zena Island, social media expert and president of X Plus PR, and civil rights attorney Donald Temple. Lines are open. Give me a call right now if you want to get in on this conversation at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. Donald, let me jump in right now. What is wrong with what Elizabeth Lawton posted on Facebook? Why the big hubbub about this?
Well, first of all, freedom of speech is rooted in the Constitution, and it goes to the notion that the state can't abridge certain expression. In this particular situation, unto itself, it's okay. It's freedom of expression. But when you contextualize it, and here, it depends. And here, the problem is number one, it is a statement about a political dynamic, and she works in a political context, and it's violative of the decorum of that particular employment status.
Yeah, but hold on. But what she said wasn't illegal, and we see, you know, the trolls on the Washington Post after articles about any particular political person, and they just really go in, whether they're talking about President Obama, whether they're talking about the Republicans, you know, Libertarians, Democrats, whatever. So why did she get so
That's
much
a
flack?
Different context.
Can I jump in on this?
It's
about appropriateness. You know, she had the right to say it, but was it appropriate to say it? Just like the congressman who shouted, "You lie," during the president's speech. He had the right to say it, but was it appropriate? And in this case, it was inappropriate, and it was a lack of judgment, especially coming from a communications manager. She actually used her platform and her expertise to bully the young ladies, the teenage daughters of the president of the United States.
Well, Paris, you know Elizabeth Lawton. You know her well. Are you surprised about what you saw in the posting and what has happened?
You know, in full disclosure, I do know Elizabeth. I have known her for quite some time, and I find her to be a, despite what some people are saying, I don't find her to be a racist. I know she's not a racist. She is an avid church-going Christian. She's a good person.
That's oxymoronic for sure. There are not any racists who are church-going Christians, I can assure you that.
But to the point that people have come against her and saying that she's a racist just because her statement, I think, is ludicrous. But at the end of the day, I do believe that her statement was over the top in terms of her pointed remarks about the first family's children. I don't think her remarks were directly supposed to be taken to the children. I think it was a political statement more so about the parents, because in her capacity as a communications director, what she's paid to do, and if you look at the congressman's Facebook pages and his tweets and things like that, it's a lot of aggressive to the base type of comments against the president. So is she a racist? No. Does she not like the president? No. So did she have a right to say what she said? Yes. But in the context of it, I think it was blown out of proportion. I don't think it was necessarily she has a problem with the first children or she doesn't like Sasha or Malia. I think it was how she combined the two in a political statement about the president used in the context of talking about the first children's attire or their decorum, which was first promoted by Gawker. Because she was responding to Gawker's post, which is not known as a conservative Republican website.
But suffice it to say, on the face of it, I would not think that anything that she said was racist either. And without, you know, going too much down into the weeds, we know teenagers, you know, we know how teenagers are. You know, Sasha and Malia, how many times have they seen this turkey pardon? 6 times. Look, as an adult, I would have been tired of it myself. We know how teenagers get. You know, they get up every morning. They don't know how they're going to feel one way or the another. But with that, with that said, when it comes to let's talk about black mothers just briefly. As a child, how many times, Donald, did your mother say, or, you know, Zena, how many times did your mom say, or Paris, how many times did your mom say, and when we go in here?
Right.
I want you to sit in this corner and I want you to act right and don't embarrass me. And right. I would imagine it was so many black women in this country identifying with Michelle Obama, they can see her saying the same thing. And so I don't think there's anything racist about what she said. I think that going in on the parents and saying they don't respect the office, that was problematic.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. And I think you have to look at those remarks carefully and some of the stereotypical types, like the facial expressions, the kind of comments. And I think that it may not be on its face racist, but I think still part of the problem in terms of the reactions to the Obamas, and then when it goes over and to the children and to the mother, I'm a little disturbed by it. And I can't say absolutely that it's absolved of some underlying racist sensitivity. Putting that aside, though, I understand the gentleman's comments. I just don't want to say you get a pass on that.
But hold on, because doesn't she still have the right to say these kinds of things? She didn't say anything that was illegal, maybe inappropriate, but she didn't say anything that she didn't threaten the children. You know, maybe she had, you know, made some disparaging remarks, but with freedom of speech, doesn't she have the right to say what she wants?
Did the brothers have the right to then wave their arms at the football game?
Which is my next point. Exactly. That
is
my next point.
It's a different context.
I want to go back to the Gawker. I did read that story, that article, and they were making fun of the children. You know, wasn't making fun in terms of, you know, you can tell they were bored. They didn't want to be there. And, you know, they were teenagers. So, yes, she used that article, but she took it a step further by talking about their appearance.
Yeah, and I think that...
And posted it on Facebook, which was, to me, as a communications expert, that is irresponsible. You have to take a step back and think about before you post anything like that on your Facebook page.
Sure, I think the greater point is, had she been a Democrat, had this been a Democrat president, I do not think the furor, and I think all the media attention on slow media day, that this would have been number three at, you know, on the Today Show and all the, I mean, the media coverage of this has been out of control.
Now, why do you say, I should ask you, why do you say that? But I need to take a break. And when I come back, we need to hear from the folks on the phone. Because the reality is, as I said before, she does have the right to say these things if she wants. You know, Donald, you talked about the St. Louis Rams, you know, hands up, don't shoot. They have not been penalized by the NFL. What's the difference here? We're talking about freedom of speech. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking tonight, what is freedom of speech in the social media climate? My guests are Paris Denard, a Republican strategist for the Bush administration, Zena Island, social media expert and president of X Plus PR, and civil rights attorney Donald Temple. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Please keep trying. If you can't get in, I promise I will take your calls. Don't give up. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. Let's go to Lisa from Gaithersburg. Hey, Lisa, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
I'm well. How are you?
Fine.
I I believe the children of the president should be off limits when it comes to political sex. Be it Republican or Democrat, they should not, the children should not be criticized in the media or, as this lady did, embarrassed in the media. But what I find most shocking about this whole incident is that Congress has 2 weeks left in this session, and the most important thing that the communications director of a member of Congress can talk about is the attire of the first daughter.
Hmm. Okay.
That's shocking.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call as always. Tara, calling from Landover. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to say that having worked with kids on a regular basis before, it's just important that we remember that regardless of the stature of the child, like, I know that these are the president's children, but her comments were wrong. Bottom line, they were wrong based on not just the fact that they are the president's children, but we have to remember that this upsets me in so many ways because children are so important. They are to be respected, cherished, protected at all costs, and they are our future. You know, I know that's something that we say all the time, but it's so true. They are our future, and all children are to be respected. And to slander them in this way was just totally uncalled for. Mm-hmm. And to speak about them in that way, not just the children of the president, but all children. And this is what upsets me about people is that they're so quick to pass judgment on kids. These are kids. And we have to be very careful because, you know, we've got kids out here that are committing crimes, committing suicide, and hurting each other. And it's because of something they've heard from an adult.
Okay, but Nicole, do you have children?
I do not. I have two beautiful nephews.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you know how their, you know, parent or parents interact with them. Just on the face of it. Because, again, you know, even with the visceral nature that was, you know, used to make these comments about the first children, do you believe or would you agree that after the turkey pardon was over, that, you know, either the president or the first lady may have even, you know, pulled the girls to a corner and said, look, you know where you are and you need to, you know, keep it right and keep it tight. Do you think that would have been appropriate? I mean, I'm talking about parenting.
What is right and tight?
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, they could be the president's daughters, but does that mean that they can't dress like teenagers?
I'm not talking about how they dress. I'm talking about how they were looking, you know, because, you know, they were dressed like teenagers.
They're teenagers, and we have to remember that, you know, we were once there ourselves, and there were times when our parents dragged us to a place that we didn't want to go. So I'm looking at it from a standpoint, they're young.
Well, hold that point. Tara, I appreciate your phone call. A lot of folks on the line. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about freedom of speech and this incident with the Obama children. Stay with us.